big monster derby Friday night, but things are going along swimmingly at the moment.
One thing I've learned, you live from week to week and you don't get carried away. And it's been good. You know, it was, as I said last week, I knew Sligo would be difficult with a new manager coming in to give them a lift, and they defended very well, and you know, it took us a while to break them down, but we're delighted to get away with the 3 points, and you know, we deserved it. But you know, you come this week and you're playing Limerick Co, all of a sudden everyone said we're relegated. You know, they're after getting 2 wins in a row, after turning their season around, and they've given themselves real optimism to see can they get off the bottom of the table. So you know, it's changed the picture. We're in form and they're coming down to us in form. So you know, we expect that they'll defend deeply, be very compact and try and hit us on the counter-attack, and we have to be patient and play with the attitude and the intensity that we've done the last number of weeks.
Like, they've doubled their points total, but it kind of confirms what you've been saying to us week in, week out. Anybody can beat anybody else in this Premier Division.
Well, I think the beauty on our league is that you never have an easy game. I suppose sometimes people may say, you know, you score a couple of goals early on and you win, that's fine. But if you look at Limerick, even without the last 2 wins, with all their draws, they'd drawn with Rovers, they'd drawn with Dundalk, so they'd proven a difficult side, an awkward side. You know, as I keep saying, sometimes it's easier for teams in the lower half of the table to raise their game to the bigger boys, because the bigger boys are expected to win, and there might be a sense of complacency, and those things can happen. But, you know, it just shows, you know, Limerick, 2 very good wins, and I think if you look at even last weekend, the fact they were 3-2 down and down to 10 men, you know, it was an incredible win for them to come back to 4-3 and show the resolve and probably the determination of their team. And you can sense that they feel now that they can avoid relegation. So it's going to be a difficult game for us. But at the same time, look, we're in good form. We've been taking it one game at a time. The focus of the lads has been fantastic. And they know we just have to keep that going and drive on. It's, you know, we're in the final run in the final third of the season. And we have to just keep our heads in, keep putting top performances in every week.
Another clean sheet last Saturday night. Yeah. I think that's 13 in the league now.
Yes.
Must be a huge source of satisfaction.
It is, because to be fair, I think, you know, we've 13, I think we had 16 last season or 17 last season, the whole of the season, so we have 13. So look, it's very important. You have to, you know, keep clean sheets. You know, defensively we've been strong. But at the same time, you know, we have 5 more points than we had at this time last year, and we've got a few more goals. And you know, and I think overall our play has been good, and you know, we've sort of developed into you know, a very strong passing side, and we're creating a lot more chances. So that's good. Like, you know,
injuries. What's the update?
Injury situation. Kevin O'Connor, we're unsure about. We thought at the weekend he was going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. He's in for referral this afternoon, and we're hearing that it's not as bad as first feared. So we'll have a better idea later today, but maybe out for Friday night, may miss the weekend, but doesn't look like long term. Obviously Gavin is long term. John Kavanagh is back in training. Unsure if he'll be available for Friday night, but he's very close. Certainly probably be available in the squad for Monday. Darren is close, light training at the moment, due to train Thursday. Again, Friday is probably too soon. Monday is probably, you know, more in the picture. And that's it really. We're not too bad otherwise.
Yeah, Billy's second week back training. Does he come into the plans, or is he a few more weeks to go yet?
No, yeah.
John, the game Friday is clashing with Aston Villa and Manchester United on TV. Next year, there's 10 games scheduled for Friday nights. Is it a concern for you and your crowd on Friday, and is it of a bigger concern for the league as a whole looking to next year, do you think?
Yeah, good point. I suppose there's been a lot of talk about it. If I look at Friday night, I really don't think so, because I think our own supporters know now we're in the running for the league. And I think, you know, you look at the bank holiday weekend with 3,500 against Bowes, and there was a lot of other attractions. So I think that Friday night, I think our own supporters know us. The running is on. We need to be in the ground. And while the game is on TV, I still feel that, you know, that we'll still have a big crowd Friday night. Going forward, you'd have to say there are probably going to be certain games that may affect your crowd, and you're going to probably have to look at that. But, you know, the one thing we probably have is that we have a very strong support, and we have a lot of kids-based supporters. And I suppose the other side to that as well is that, you know, with the games, whether it's Southampton, Sky, a lot of people don't have those channels anymore. And, you know, and I suppose a lot of people don't bring their kids to the pubs to watch them. So I just still expect that Friday night we still have a very big crowd, and, you know, I'm hoping we will.
John, there's a 4-point gap there, and a lot of the Cork, so well, Cork and Dundalk obviously, but St. Pat's have crept into the picture as well.
That's right in there. Yeah. Rovers are right in there. It's as I said, this is going to go the whole way. And, you know, I said from a long way back, you know, if a team can consistently keep winning, you put yourself in there. And I think Pat's have, is it 8 in a row they've won? Yeah. You know, and all of a sudden, they've a big weekend ahead of them. They also played Dundalk. So by Monday night, you know, the whole league will be blown wide open, you know. And I would say at the moment there's still 4 teams in there, and even though people have, you know, not mentioning Rovers, they're still ahead of Pats, and they've all, everyone has to play each other. So it's, you know, and so I just feel that you can't rule anyone out, because if anyone strings 6 or 7 wins together, you know, the chances you're going to win the league. And if you go back on last year, you know, I think we put 7 wins in a row and put us top of the table in the last game of the season. So it just shows you that the big thing is the 3 points as opposed to 1 point. That's if you can keep winning rather than drawing, you will put yourself in serious position then.
Even your own current run, John, since the 1 defeat of the season to Dundalk, 9 wins and 3 draws in the past 12. It's phenomenal, really.
Yeah, I suppose it is. I don't really look at it that way. I look at it sort of, you know, week to week and keep it that way. But I suppose looking back on reflection, yeah, it's a very good run. But I keep saying it's you know, if you can keep guys training hard, focused, working, you know, keeping them with the right attitude, you know, you have a chance. And I think the one thing that you can see with this team, and even from last year, you know, there's a real resolve and a real, you know, good attitude and will to win. And, you know, even though we got setbacks last year, we bounced back. This year we had a few setbacks, we bounced back. And I think that's a good character of the team. And, you know, so I think the lads have done really well.
Last week you were in the stand for the Sligo Rovers match, and this week you're back in dugout. Did you find it much different watching from the stand with regards to analysis of your team?
Oh, I enjoyed the chat with all the Sligo Rovers supporters. I met many of them. It was very entertaining. So, as I said, a lot of the work we do is done during the week, our team meetings on the day of the match. Okay, maybe at half time you might make a few switches, but the lads that were on the bench, they were well capable of doing that. And do you see things differently? I suppose we analyse and watch the videos back after the games ourselves, so we analyse things quite a bit. I think as a manager, you know, it's difficult to watch a game in the stand, mainly because there's so many other people around you and they're
complimenting
myself. So it's probably safer to be done by the dugout.
John, just in regard to Marco Sullivan's form, I know earlier in the season he had a bit of a kind of quiet spin from the goal, but he's coming good and finding the back of the net just at the right time of the season.
Yeah, and I think the thing for Mark is that, you know, when you look at him last year, where he came from, you know, a lot of people might have said he was a one-season wonder. Certainly, people in other places said he was a one-season wonder. I never felt that because, you know, he has an honesty about him that his work greatness and his sheer tenacity has always been there. So I felt that this year he would do as well again as he did last year. Obviously, he didn't get a lot of goals in the early part of the season. But to be fair, the team were still winning and he created lots of goals and he was a nuisance. And I would say that his presence probably took away the attention from some of our other players, and that's why some of the other players scored. But it's great for him to be banging form, and you know, he's been fantastic. And let's just hope that he can keep going, because he's on a good run at the moment, and when you're on a run like that you expect to score every week. So let's hope he can keep it going.
And even like Liam Miller as well, you bought him in for kind of the sort of performances he put in the last 2 games. Like, you know, he was brilliant against Bowes and he was fantastic again against Sligo last weekend.
Yeah, and also against Longford and also against Derry. And He'd been good early in the season. You see, it's as I said from early on, I felt, you know, it does take players time to settle, different environment, different structures. Some players are similar. You have to work around how you can accommodate them. You have to decide whether you want to play them or you're not going to play them. And but I think all of a sudden, you know, in the last couple of months, we've got more of a balance to the team, and it suited Liam. So, but like I'll have to say, from the first day he came in, you could see he had tremendous football ability. But it was just that, you know, he, I suppose, as well as that, other opposition teams gave him special attention as well. So, you know, it was something probably he wasn't used to. So, but yeah, he's done great. But, you know, throughout the whole squad, you know, the lads are really working really hard, and they're all doing great. So that's why we're doing well at the moment.
There's a view out there, John, that Dundalk are suffering a bit of a European hangover, and that City have bounced back very well, and the results would prove that since they came back. I think I asked you this before. I think you learned a bit from Europe, really, didn't you?
Well, I suppose what you learn in Europe is that, you know, or in anything, if you don't retain the ball and keep the ball, you're going to tire yourself, and you're not going to, you know, be dominant in matches and create chances. And you know, whether they're, you know, people are saying about them, I just think, to be honest, yeah, I think you've some really good teams out there. I think we're a good team. I think Pats are a good team. I think Rovers are a good team, and maybe people overhype Dundalk, but Dundalk are a great team as well, and they're there. But, you know, as you keep saying, from you know, the league will go right to the wire. They're in pole position. They won it last year. Everyone is expecting to win it, but that mightn't be the case. We're certainly well in there, and hoping that we can push it. That maybe it's going to be our turn, but we're a good side. You know, it's you know, there's a lot of a picture painted about us that, you know, we haven't been this, that, and the other thing. We were the only team last year to be there right to the wire, and we came from nowhere. We're still there this year, and that doesn't happen by chance. That happens by honesty, sheer hard graft, and having a very good team and very good players. And you know, it's easy to praise a lot of other sides. We don't look for that, but at the same time, we're no bad team either.
No.
I was going to say, John, you were your best time against Sligo the other night. Did you still show the character and resolve to get a win?
Yeah.
The winning goal, there could have been 1-1, but you got a winning goal 3 minutes from the end.
Yeah.
Is that resolve and character that's there now? Perhaps it wasn't there last year, and we'll ascend, you know, this year and the running. There's so much of a difference, but I mean, you said earlier you won 7 out of 8 games last year and the running, yeah. So there's not too much.
I think last year we'd huge resolve and strength, and we got a lot of late goals. I think.
Is there a kind of an added ingredient?
Well, maybe there's an added belief with the squad that that we are better than we were last year. We have a real opportunity. It was a difficult game. While people may say we didn't play as well, we still had something like 73% of the possession. You know, but it was like it made it really difficult because they defended with 8 back, and they were, you know, it was like, they didn't create chances against us, but they made it difficult for us. And with a new manager, you were always going to expect that. And obviously, they had a big crowd as well. But the crucial thing for us was that we held our heads, we were patient. But we needed a second goal. You know, I never felt it was a night that, even when we scored half an hour to go, I always felt we still would need a second goal. And you know, thankfully, we got in the last 5 minutes. But we didn't stop. We went for the second goal as well. You know what I mean? Because I think we knew that we needed just to get the second goal But I would think that last year, you know, the team had huge resolve this year. They have maybe there might be a bit more belief this year. You know, it's hard to say at the moment.